Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. We've got the whole crew here with us today, Kelly, Nick, Brian, Scott, and I am your host, Andy. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, yo.
How we doing?
How are we?
How we doing, fellas?
Big B. I love it. Very good. We are going to enter the world of United States national parks today. We're going full geography.
Well, I feel good about it, but Kelly's going to have the upper hand here, I feel like.
Well, it's debatable.
It's a passion Kelly and I share.
Although he has a kayak he's only, you know, used once.
Has it been wet? By anything other than rain?
It's been wet.
Okay. It's during the great flood of 2024.
It was a covering and firewood.
It rained the day I started outside. It was a mighty rain.
It was a mighty rain that day. The sea was angry. Well, national parks are global treasures born in America. Yellowstone, established in 1872, was the pioneer, safeguarding nature for public enjoyment.
Might be the only one I know, Yellowstone.
Well, if it's in the topic, it's probably not an answer. Yeah. Today, over 4,000 parks worldwide protect iconic landscapes and endangered species. 63 of those parks are in the United States. These vital ecosystems are crucial for conservation and scientific research. However, challenges like climate change and excessive visitation threaten their futures. I love national parks.
You know what I initially think of is when we were out at your house out in the country walking through the woods, and Nick said, "Nature's stupid."
Right. Yeah, I heard him say that.
I love that. He's like, "Nature's stupid."
As you're getting whipped in the face by a spider web in the dark, right?
I'm going to go ahead and, predict Kelly in first, me in second, and Brian in next,
I wouldn't go that far. They're hard. There's a lot of them.
I don't know if I'm going to get one correct.
Wait, we took a walk on the guy's trip.
Yes. Yeah. Brian loves to stand. He is not a fan of the walking
I don't nature. Mind the walking in nature, but there was nothing to look at on that trip.
That trip, yeah.
It's not the walking that bothers him. It's hiking.
It's hiking.
No, the hiking's fine, too, but there was nothing to look
at. No, it was just walking through the same trees. I think it might have been going in a circle. We don't know.
If there was some cliffs, a bluff.
That's often how you hike.
Is it hard to get a nice bluff? Just once in a while?
Throw a bluff in.
I'm with you, B.
Maybe a liquor store? I don't know.
Give me a bluff.
Arcade?
Yeah.
Arby's, maybe?
Bring the liquor with you.
Well, to kick things off, the question of the week this week probably is pretty obvious. We're going to start with Nick since he's living in misery already. Do you know the last national park you visited?
I don't know if I've ever visited a national park.
Oh, come on. Well, I know you've been to one.
You've been to one, for sure.
Okay, which one have I been to?
The Arch.
Tell them, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The national park.
Okay.
That is a national park. So you have 62 others that you need to remember. Oh. Yellowstone, we've already known.
I've never been there.
61.
We're
narrowing it down, but
I honestly don't know, really.
The Arch and Yellowstone.
And they're very well made.
That's all I got.
There may have been things that were parks that you didn't realize were parks.
Well, exactly. I have been to many places.
Right.
But I couldn't tell you if, I don't know.
It can even be difficult to differentiate between a national wildlife preserve or BLM land. Right.
I know some state parks.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Not a lot, but more the national.
Do you know any outside of the state you live in?
I think so.
Okay.
I think I know one in Missouri, but I'm not. Maybe not.
Well,
doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I lost this one.
Nobody cares about state parks.
I'm gonna get
anyway.
Embarrassed.
Yeah, no. We'll do a state park trivia on each state. That
if I get one, I'll be happy.
Yeah. Okay. Kelly, last state park that you visited?
State park?
Excuse me. National park.
It's been a while. It's probably like Badlands, Yellowstone area.
Okay.
Washington State. But it's been a while since I've done that.
So you drove from here in the Midwest
to Washington State.
That's quite a road trip.
29-hour drive time.
Yeah.
We made a couple stops on the way, and it was fantastic. To see Dave Matthews Band at the Gorge. One of the greatest concert venues in all the land.
Was Brian on that trip?
He was not.
No. Oh, that is very disappointing. Yeah.
I can't believe you drove all that way for a cover band.
Oh, no. I believe those are fighting words.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, my goodness. So what year would that have been? When would that have been?
Brian?
I think it was 2011.
Okay. Yeah.
He's my year remember. I remember what I did. The years are...
Run together a bit.
Slightly.
Yeah. Okay. How about you, Scotty?
Well, I'm not going to say it out loud because it'll give another
guess.
Another hit. Yeah.
I know where it was.
I do remember. Yeah.
Can you tell us what state it was in, maybe?
No.
Give it away.
Not giving out any hints.
Can we ultimate competitor after trivia?
Sure. We can do that.
Ultimate competitor.
Well, now Scotty's got me paranoid. I had the privilege of visiting three different national parks last year. One I had been to, two I had not. But now I don't want to say what they are because Scotty's got me paranoid. I'm giving answers.
I think it'd be good if we all just named 10 parks. Why don't you guys take turns doing that? Just name 10 parks, national
Chevy,
parks.
Maple.
Yeah. That's,
local
parks. Central Park.
Latterman.
Yeah. Well, I guess if we can't name any more parks, I suppose we should get to the trivia, eh?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ready, boys?
Born ready.
No. I'm not.
Not even close to ready.
Well, get ready, because it's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on U.S. national parks. Here's how it works. I'll read out the questions. You'll all write your answers on your whiteboards. When I say reveal, you'll all show your answers, and if you get it right, you earn a point. And if Nick doesn't, then we'll make fun of him.
Making fun of me making fun of me with this category, that's pistol whipping a blind kid. There's no reason to do it. I already told you guys, I'm terrible at this.
Pretty bird.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be bad.
All right, everyone ready to test your knowledge on the most important natural spaces on planet Earth?
I'm ready.
Or in America, for that matter. Question number one. Which national park is home to the world's largest tree, known as General Sherman?
That's the name of the tree?
The name of the tree is General Sherman.
The tree.
Which national park is home to the world's largest tree named General Sherman? Give me a thought, Fred.
I thought we got to
think of trees, right?
Well, do I know if it's a national park? Do I know what it's named?
Okay.
Both answers are no. I don't know.
I actually had two ideas on this. Struggle with which one to go with.
Okay.
But I feel like one of them would be right.
I wrote a word.
That's where I'm at.
You wrote a word.
I wrote a word.
Well,
yeah.
I would take a word as an answer on this one. Yeah. It's something national park. There's a little tiny baby hint. Okay.
But yeah. I didn't write the national park part. I just figured.
I will assume.
I'm really 50-50 on this. There's two of them.
Wow.
And one of them I don't even know if it's a national park. But that's what I'm going with.
Do you know if either of them are a national park?
I think the other one is. Okay. I think. But this one I'm less certain about. But we're going to have some fun. I'm not going to get any right anyway.
No, you got to believe.
Not many of these.
I believe.
Kelly, where's your head?
I'm not sure if I know the name of the park, but I know exactly what you're speaking of.
Okay. So. Have you visited this site?
I have not.
Okay. Scotty's got a...
Scotty changing or adding two?
I'm not sure. I didn't see him right.
Well, he's torn between two ideas, mm-hmm. putting me in different parts of our country,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if there's any giveaways in the question, which we'll come back to, I guess, after we reveal our answers.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I'm curious your line of thinking there.
I love that these guys have multiple ideas. I'm choosing between, and I have nothing.
Which national park is home to the world's largest tree, General Sherman? Let's see your boards, boys. Nicholas has Redwood. Scott has Redwood. Kelly with Sequoia and Redwood for Brian. My man Kelly is delivering already. Oh, Sequoia National Park is the answer.
So, I mean, I'm sure it's in the description you're going to read, but I was thinking when it said Sherman, I was thinking like the South.
Okay.
Oh, Robin Hood.
I was thinking Civil War. Right.
Mm. Okay. Is that where General Sherman is
obviously.
From?
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. Obviously. That's how he got to that point.
Yeah. I think we all know that.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. So that's why. But then I thought, I think he's talking about California.
I gotcha. Yeah. So did the word Sequoia enter your equation at any point?
No.
Brian, was that the other one you were dancing between?
No. I mean, I knew about, General Sherman because they called him the tree. He was a
You are making this up. All right, everything Brian knows about the Civil War in 30 seconds. Go!
There were two sides.
Okay. What was the other one you were trying to decide between
Redwood? Redwood, because I know they have the huge redwoods, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's, I was just trying to go off.
Been there.
Yeah. What a amazing sequoia is.
But then I thought about, because you were at the Joshua Tree, but I don't know if that's the National Forest or not. So I was thinking about that. It's like, I don't know the name.
Very good.
But that's kind of where I was at.
Sure. Yeah. Understand.
Yeah.
Well, here it is. General Sherman is a giant sequoia tree in California, Sequoia National Park, known for being the largest tree on Earth by volume. This magnificent tree stands about 275 feet tall and has an estimated age of over 2,200 years. Visiting the park offers a humbling experience as you walk among these ancient plants. It is, I haven't been to Sequoia National Park, but I've been to a couple of redwoods. And it is just, it feels like you're in an alien landscape for the most part. Nothing we experience here in
good lumber.
Southern Illinois.
Right. Good like lumber. Avatar.
Yeah. How many trees could a single redwood or sequoia tree build? How many, did I say how many trees? How many houses could it build? Anyway, ready to move on?
Sure.
Number
doesn't
two.
Matter.
Yeah, that's irrelevant.
Which national park in Arizona is known for its vast and colorful landscape carved by the Colorado River? Got some writing. We got writing in the room. Thinking and writing. This is the quickest answer Nick's
again,
come
got,
up with tonight.
I got
tonight.
Two things in my head again.
Yeah.
Really?
They meant both by wrong, but two things.
Right.
So we're in Arizona. Which national park in Arizona is known for its vast and colorful landscape carved by the Colorado River? Kelly, got an answer on your board?
I do.
Feel good about it?
I feel really good about it.
Doc?
Been there twice in my life.
Okay. Felt the need to go back, huh?
Yep, very definitely.
Good. Nothing?
Do you hear my head shaking?
I can't hear it, no. But I am looking.
There's nothing in there.
There's
That's
nothing
why.
In Arizona that sparks a thought here.
Well, I wrote something down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no confidence.
Good
None.
For you.
You're Brian, you're
big
giving
now.
Me a death
I,
stare.
I was somewhat confident, but then when I heard the question again, somewhat colors. It says colors in there.
Ready for it again?
Yeah.
Which national park in Arizona is known for its vast and colorful landscape carved by the Colorado River?
Yeah, you know what? I'm probably wrong either way, so let's just roll.
We're going to
roll?
I don't see color, you know? Not that kind of guy.
Right?
You know,
I get it.
You know?
No.
All right, let's reveal our answers.
You know?
That's
your issue.
Kelly's got Grand Canyon National Park. Scotty with the Grand Canyon. Nick with the Grand Canyon. And Brian with the Grand Canyon. That is all the way around.
Oh, that's right.
Sedona. Sedona was in my head.
I was waiting for you to say that. It's all the way around. Incorrect.
Sedona jumped in my head, yeah.
No, that is fantastic.
I don't even know if that's a thing, but yeah.
I had the pleasure of being there last summer, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
Yeah.
When you read it, you said, carved. Oh, I was like,
yep. Something. Piratey?
Piratey. Like, yeah.
Carved
out of it.
Oh, yeah. So you've been to the Grand Canyon twice, Doc?
Yep. Once as a, I barely remember it. My granddad had me on his shoulders and peered over the canyon and gave my mom a heart attack, sure. You know. So, and then, yeah, a few years ago with friends.
Okay. You have other friends than us?
Only two, I think.
Okay. That's allowable for now, anyway. Never been out there, Brian?
Yeah.
Been out there. Have? Good.
Yeah, I lived in Phoenix for a while. Now the Grand Canyon.
What?
When I was little.
Hi, I'm Andy. We're meeting for the first time, evidently. I didn't know
when I was a child, yeah.
Okay.
We have family out there. So I've been out there a couple times, yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, and Nick?
Never been there. Yeah. No.
There are only a few places on Earth that I can describe this way, but the Grand Canyon is one of them. When you're staring at it, your brain does not want to accept what your eyes are trying to tell it.
Hmm.
Because it's just kind of an unbelievable thing you're looking at. But you get the full experience pretty darn quick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That vacation is the joke. Yep, there it is.
Yeah,
okay, gotta go.
When I went with my wife, she could sit there literally all day.
Yeah.
And we could drive to a hotel. We could come back. She would literally just want to sit. After 5 minutes, I was like, yep.
I get it.
There it is.
I get it.
It's a big hole. Let's go.
I can't tell you, sunset is a very unique time. The constantly changing colors as the sun falls. It's pretty wicked.
Well, we're just thankful that your grandpa's pretty strong and you're still here.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe I can fly. You don't know.
Well, the Grand Canyon is the park. Excuse me. It's famous for its immense size and its intricate and colorful landscape. The Grand Canyon stretches 277 miles long, up to 18 miles wide, and over a mile deep, revealing a geological history that spans millions of years. It's a pretty cool spot. Everybody ready to move on to number three?
Why not?
Yeah.
All right. Question number three. What national park is known for its giant sequoia trees and dramatic cliffs like El Capitan and Half Dome? These are two well-known landmarks within this park. I'll read it again. What national park is known for its giant sequoia trees and dramatic cliffs like El Capitan and Half Dome? Nick's got his hands in the air.
He's not waving around. He just doesn't care.
Humbled.
You could probably say, sounds like.
The sports and I still wouldn't get enthusiast it. Is suddenly
El
humbled.
El Capitan was an Apple update at one point.
Was it really?
Yes.
That's funny.
It was.
What national park is known for its giant sequoia trees and dramatic cliffs like El Capitan and Half Dome? I will give you a tiny hint, Nick.
Oh, good.
Just a little baby one. It is not Sequoia National Park.
That was my first guess.
I figured it was.
First guess.
It's the only other one.
It's the only one.
At this point. All right. Everybody got an answer for us? Let's reveal. Brian, we got the Redwood National Park. Yosemite National Park from Kelly, Redwood from Brian, Scotty, and Redwood from Nick. We have a correct answer in the room. It is, in fact, Yosemite National Park. Well done, Kelly. You been there?
I have not.
Yeah, me neither.
Just my love for documentaries and nature stuff.
Right.
And Alex Honnold.
Right. El Capitan is a world-famous cliff climber? What do you call that again?
Cliffist?
Mountain climbing.
Yeah, okay.
Alex Honnold. Free soloed it.
There you go. Okay.
No.
Magnificent waterfalls. Like the views are just like nothing else you can see. It's a very unique space.
And is all the trivia about California or are we doing other states?
Well, we'll see. We'll see where we go. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
All right. Known for its stunning granite cliffs, waterfalls, and giant sequoia groves, Yosemite offers a diverse range of natural beauty. El Capitan, a favorite among rock climbers, that's the dang phrase I was trying to think of. And Half Dome, with its distinctive shape, are iconic landmarks within the park. Sounds like a guy's trip is coming to Yosemite.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody ready to move on to question number four? Nick? I'm feeling good for you on this one. I think so.
That makes one of us.
Okay. Question number four. Which national park is famous for its vast wetlands, diverse wildlife, including alligators and manatees? This one would be a benchmark question, Nicholas. This is one that if you strike out on, I'm gonna lose a lot of hope.
I don't know this.
I was hopeful that this one wouldn't resonate.
Well, you've gotten one right, though, so far, right?
He did.
So you're good.
Fine. Oh, that's already three more than I thought I was going to get.
You're off.
That's awesome.
Well done. That was a great
one. Well played.
Maths.
Oh, Lord. Which national park is famous for its vast wetlands and diverse wildlife that include alligators and manatees? Are you in a certain part of the country, at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm south.
Okay. Does anybody have a problem with me walking Nick through this at all?
I'm rather enjoying
it. I think I have a problem with that. It just makes me feel more and more dumb.
It's a little condescending, isn't it?
Yes, a bit.
Are you holding his hand?
It's like we're all playing cards and I'm the little kid that they're letting play with the adults.
Okay.
That's right.
Did you get there pretty quick, Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you get there before I gave the animal examples?
It's like three words.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm
Scotty.
Same with me. A few words in. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Blank Ryan, you feel good?
No.
You don't. You got an answer?
You look good.
Yeah.
An educated answer?
You look good.
I appreciate it.
You do look great.
I wrote something down. Something all right.
All right.
I know
last time.
I know where you're at with this.
Yeah, okay. Which national park is famous for its vast wetlands and diverse wildlife, including alligators and manatees? Let's see them. Brian's got Everglades. Nick has nothing on the board. Scotty and Kelly both with the Everglades. Everglades National Park is the correct answer.
I got two.
I have an intimate knowledge of the Everglades as my family had property on when I was growing up on Lake Okeechobee, which is considered the northern boundary, and spent a lot of time down there. Spent a lot of time in close proximity with some very large alligators.
Sorry.
Should anyone else need a quick nap, just feel free to ask me another question about my travels.
I'm just going to sleep through the second half of the trip.
I'm hoping that was the only vacation you've ever been on.
Oh, no. Not even this year, even. Yeah. Kelly, have you been there? You got to the answer.
Yeah, I've been there.
Been through there. Alligator Alley?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it.
Alligator Alley or the Everglades?
Everglades.
Okay. Well, that's half the battle.
I've been to Florida. Zero interest in going there.
None. Really?
A swamp? Go through a swamp.
Yeah.
And alligators.
Yeah, quite literally.
I drove through it a couple years ago, and it was like 2 a.m. because we had a late flight. Mm-hmm. Had like a 2.5-hour drive, and it's kind of creepy at night because it's pitch black. You know, there's alligators all over the place. What if our car breaks down?
Okay.
And et cetera. So, yeah, it was kind of like a little bit of a horror movie.
I thought you were going to add an extra piece of horror to that movie. Because alligators' eyeballs light up like night lights if you get anything in their vision, right? Like a cat's would. And so when you're on the lake, for example, and you have a spotlight showing you where you're going, you just see, you know, that's 30 crazy. Sets of eyeballs in the water and you realize exactly what's happening.
Right.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. Well, listen, this park protects the southern 20% of the original Everglades and is home to a wide variety of wildlife, including alligators, manatees, and numerous bird species. The Everglades is a unique ecosystem providing crucial habitat for many endangered species. What's up, Bri?
I was just thinking you'd find Nick and I at a Hilton nearby having cold drinks.
Yeah. I was thinking Indian casino.
Everglades, I stopped at Panama City Beach.
Native American casino.
Exactly.
The Seminoles have a number of casinos in that general area with various fun games.
I don't get it.
Okay.
That's
fine. As Nick calls them the Neverglades.
Right.
I like that.
That's a dynamite
that's
name.
A good one.
That's right. A good name.
I'm curious if there's a spot where you visit at the national, you know, at Everglades, because it's a huge region.
Right. There is a thoroughfare that goes through there called Alligator Alley. It's a standard road where you would enter the park, drive through.
Okay.
Why?
You don't want to wrestle an alligator? Doesn't sound like fun?
No, I'm going to pass.
Okay. All right. We ready for number 5? As ready as we're going to be anyway. All right.
Let's do it.
Kelly, you're going to impress me here. Number 5. Which national park in Colorado is known for its ancient cliff dwellings and archaeological sites? Colorado. We are in Colorado. Which national park in Colorado is known for its ancient cliff dwellings and archaeological sites? I would say a lesser known national park.
Some would say unknown.
So to some.
To some.
To some. That's true. That is right. Brian, national parks in Colorado. Any idea how many there even are?
No.
Okay.
I was going to try to BS you, but no.
I would have liked that very much, actually. You got an answer, though? Did you come up with something?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You got some words on the board somewhere?
Pretty solid.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a shot at this one. We'll see.
Scotty?
Nope. I mean, random national park in Colorado.
Put a couple of words together that make sense in that state.
Yep.
I've been to Colorado. Love it.
Yeah.
Spent some time in Vail. Horseback riding.
No kidding.
Did whitewater rafting on the Colorado.
As have I. We have been in common.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jumped in October, right back on the raft about the
That's pretty quick.
But I had to jump in, right? You're in the Colorado, you got to jump in. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
It's still pretty clean up there, too.
A lot of fun, yeah.
By the time it works its way to the Grand Canyon, it's pretty awful.
Right.
Not as pretty.
Not a lot of water either.
Yeah, well, yeah, it doesn't reach the ocean anymore. All right, which national park in Colorado is known for its ancient cliff dwellings and archaeological sites? Are we ready to reveal our answers?
Yep.
Nick, we got Red Rocks. Scotty's got Rocky Mountain, Gunnison National Park from Kelly, and Red Rock National Park from Brian. I'm afraid we do not have a correct answer.
Oh. Southwest Colorado?
It is. I cannot confirm that, actually. It is Mesa Verde National Park. Scotty, have you heard of Mesa Verde National Park?
I have, yeah. But I never in a million years would have come up
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair. That's a pretty
I've
tough
heard
one
of it,
for
but
recall.
Yeah, I wouldn't count with that. No way.
I assure you, everyone has seen a postcard with these carvings out of the granite walls.
Yeah, they lived in
I mean, it was
the cliff. It's ridiculous.
Substantial society that was carved into the side of a mountain. Ring any bells for you, Nick?
No, not a one.
Not a single one.
He thought it was a Taco Bell menu item.
Ding!
Anybody else hungry?
It might be. Right.
Village and Vale.
Get a gordito with Mesa Verde on it.
Good restaurants, hotels. Just saying.
Well, the park is renowned for its well-preserved ancestral Puebloan cliff dwellings. That is ancestral Puebloan cliff dwellings. The most famous of these is Cliff Palace, which features intricate stonework and provides insight into the lives of the ancient people who inhabited this region over 700 years ago.
That's very interesting, but where's that rank on U.S. tourist spots?
I'd be curious to know, actually.
It's probably very high.
I would imagine it's also somewhat remote. You would have to be pretty targeted to get there as opposed to something that is just off the highway type of deal.
Obviously.
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest none of us have been there yet, right?
No.
Okay, another guy's trip. Chalk it up. We'll stay in the palace, the Cliff Palace there.
Nick and I will stay in Denver. Where there's people and buildings. And
toilets.
Things.
And running water.
Yes.
Beer.
Yes.
Running water. That's how I value that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll be there and you guys can FaceTime us while you go and look at the Cliff Palace. Left by all the Puebloans.
Puebloans.
We're like, hey, we found a bartender in girls.
Right. Oh, well, I think we're ready for a score tally here.
All right. Let's see here. So I have one, shocking to all. Brian and Scotty both with two, and Kelly with four.
Yeah. He is living up to the hype. Doing
it. A big lead.
Delivering.
Doing it.
Predicted, I think, yeah.
There's a lot of trivia left.
Yeah. There is a lot of trivia left. That's true.
He's playing the odds humble. Are still with you.
He's playing humble. He's playing humble.
All right. Ready for question number six?
Nope.
Here we go. With its scenic drives and trails through the Ouachita Mountains, which U.S. national park is the smallest?
Oh, okay.
With its scenic drives and trails through the Ouachita Mountains, which U.S. national park is the smallest? A lot of thinking, hemming and hamming and hawing, I believe, was the phrase.
Hamming.
Hamming, yeah. Ham sandwiches.
Ham sandwich.
Hamming and hawing. Brian, I saw you write something down, but you got a scowl. Just not feeling
just
good. Do you know where the Ouachita Mountains are?
Not a clue.
Nick?
No.
Ouachita Mountains?
No.
Anybody heard of the Ouachita Mountains?
No. But I do have.
No.
Okay.
I know it
sounds familiar, but yeah. I can't place
it. Obviously not the answer, but I do have a comment after we're done here, so let's go.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Ouachita Mountains. Let's read it one more time. With its scenic drives and trails through the Ouachita Mountains, which U.S. national park is the smallest? Kelly seems to still be writing, so we're going to give him time to finish it out. Scotty is still thinking, ready to write.
Yeah, I'm ready to write.
But the words are not coming through his fingers.
I got nothing.
Nothing.
And these questions need way more hints.
Okay.
Is there a clock?
Yeah.
This is going on a little bit long.
Yeah.
It's not right, but I wrote down a word, okay. And I don't even know how to spell the word, but Good for you. You'll figure it out.
I like the mystery.
Kelly has written three paragraphs over there. I'm not sure exactly. He's been writing constantly. There's a story behind it. He wants us to know. Right. Yeah.
Right. Oh, great.
Who founded the Ouachita Mountains or whatever? All right. One last time. With its scenic drives and trails through the Ouachita Mountains, which U.S. National Park is the smallest? Let's see your answers. Nick, we got Kansas.
That's amazing.
Scotty's got Appalachian. Kelly's got Ouachita.
Ouachita.
And Appalachian, I think, for
how are we,
Brian.
How are we putting the same thing down? You
guys are sharing a brain here.
I no idea.
This one is much closer than you would otherwise think. The correct answer is Hot Springs National Park, located Arkansas. In Arkansas.
I think we're going there.
There you go. Come on, do some springs. Research, Nick.
I don't know.
First off, Nick, I'm sorry. But my question was, I thought the St. Louis Arch, I thought that was the smallest national park, so that's why I was surprised. Mm-hmm. You know, because it is not very big, so it must be really small. Point.
These include the Ouachita Mountains. You figure mountains are a bit more than just an arch.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
You know what? You have a point there. We may have a discrepancy.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
Listeners, we need clarification.
You've been to the arch. It's not that big, so like the ground. So I was like really surprised by that. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
We're going to have a lot of listeners emailing the show about this one.
Yeah, let us hear it. This will be on me for not vetting this question correctly. Well, let's get some details on it. Celebrated for its naturally occurring thermal waters, Hot Springs National Park is a unique blend of natural beauty and historical significance. Although it covers just over 5,500 acres, making it the smallest national park in the United States, it was the first area to be protected by the federal government for public recreation all the way back in 1832. The park's features beautifully preserved bathhouses from the early 20th century and offers visitors therapeutic hot springs along with vibrant trails and mountain landscapes.
Also, a big stop for spring training back in the day, MLB.
Oh, no kidding.
Hot Springs, it was.
Before they started going to Florida and all the other places, Hot Springs was the place.
What was the significance there?
I think just probably the climate. I mean, I imagine. I don't know what's significant, why they chose Hot Springs, but you know why they went south. But,
well, sure.
I just know the Hot Springs was a hot spot for spring training back in the day.
I've heard that. I have a crazy story about my dad, and I don't know if his cousins or uncles, but there's one of them that was a really good baseball player. Back in the 40s, 30s, and really good. So the Cardinals invited him to spring training, gave him some money. So him and his cousin drove down there towards spring training. They took the money, decided to party on the way, and never made it down there.
No kidding.
They might have made it to Louisiana. I'm not sure. I'm not sure the rest of the story. But
I remember that story.
That's where they spent the next 20 years.
Yeah. Oh, what could have been.
Yeah, what could have been. That's right.
So
maybe they should have been a Disney movie.
Kelly actually pulled up something here and – go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, let's have it.
It just says smallest national park in the United States is the Gateway Arch National Park in Missouri.
Does it have any acreage to it?
192.83.
That is substantially less than 5,500 acres.
It's kind of tiny because we've all been to the arch. There's not a lot down there, like space-wise.
Well, I got good news for you guys. Faulty question earns everybody a point, Nick. Let's pally one up for everybody.
Woohoo! That wasn't a part of the question, though.
It was not. Well, it was. It did.
You don't put in that part about being the smallest one. I might get this one right.
Throw this guy a phone here.
Was smallest in the question?
It was. U.S. National Park.
He's saying smallest. I'm thinking arch. He goes Ouachita Mountains. I'm like, it can't be the arch now.
It can't be.
You know?
I think there was a college there where he got his doctorate from.
All right. Let's move on to question number 7. Which national park in Utah is known for its narrow slot canyons and steep red cliffs? We are in Utah. Which national park is known for its narrow slot canyons and steep red cliffs? I will give you a little insight that Scott and I visited a Utah national park last year. I will not reveal which one until maybe later, but I can't help but wonder if that's where his head is or with one of the others.
It's one of two or three or four.
Like, I was going to say, keep going there.
Five.
Yeah,
I think it was five.
Five, that's right. Which national park in Utah is known for its narrow slot canyons and steep red cliffs? Purposefully left a little less descriptive. Nick, do you know a park in Utah?
No.
No.
No. Sorry, I think it's closer to the mic. That's no, I do not.
Okay.
Not a one.
So you have an answer on
I do have board? An answer, though. Yes.
And how did you arrive at that answer?
Just based on the clues you gave me within the question, narrowed it down, process of elimination,
yeah.
Got to this point.
Awesome. Can I love the thought process. Please bring it.
Yeah. Why would he know that? Why would I know that? Why would anyone?
Valid question.
Some of
Brian.
Us like and nature,
I,
Brian.
I like nature. Some I like people. Nature
you don't like I nature? You said nature is stupid.
I like lots of stupid things.
I like nature too. I do. I like nature, but you know, I don't know the name of it.
Some people are cultured.
Also true. And educated too. For that
I like nature. Right? I'm just saying, like, I don't know the names of all these places. Sure. You know?
No.
Scotty, you eventually got to an answer, yes?
Yeah, it's not right.
Oh, I don't like that. Kelly's shaking his head too. I thought this one would resonate. You got a park? Are you? Do you have a park down that is you're confident is in Utah?
No, I know several in Utah. I'm torn between two right now.
Oh, I see.
And
you haven't
not sure
logged your answer,
and I'm not sure if that's correct.
I feel like I may be even making mine up. Like,
oh, you created a new park?
Even, like, it's not even a word.
Right. Created a whole new park.
Confusing Kelly, I can tell by the look on his face.
All right, Kelly, we're going to put a 10-second timer on you. You got something on the board?
I've picked.
Okay. One last time for the listeners. Which national park in Utah is known for its narrow slot canyons and steep red cliffs? Let's have an answer. We got Canyonlands from Scotty, Carl Malone from Nick, the Salt Flats from Brian, and Dunes National Park from Kelly. I do think you made that one up. Unfortunately, we do not have a correct answer in the room.
Is it Arches?
It is not Arches either, which is the one that Scotty and I visited together last year. It is Zion National Park.
Oh. Where'd salt come from? Were there some of you guys that was salt or no? Am I way off?
The Bonneville Salt Flats are in the northwestern part of the state where all the natural
Did you guys go there though or no?
We did. We pretty much covered the entire state about 3 days.
That's where I got it. Like, it was from your trip.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I heard, sure. I remember salt, you know. Yeah. Okay.
That was pretty cool. It was partially flooded. Which made it like a mirror.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Glass effect.
Yeah, yeah, very much.
Did I make up Canyonland?
Nope. Canyonlands is one of the parks, along with Zion and Arches, Bryce Canyon.
Yeah.
Moab? No. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, Moab. No, Moab's a town.
Moab's a town.
The Mormons?
No.
Oh, man.
Dunes is not a national park?
Not in Utah, anyway.
Okay. Could be wrong.
I don't know. It's
a movie.
Yeah, the fifth one.
Canyon. I don't know.
Oh, it always escapes me. It's like it's got something with coral.
No,
is that right?
Nope.
Never mind.
Nope. That's in the ocean.
Nick, you're sitting too close to me. You're rubbing off on me.
Jimmy Buffett now. The coral reefers.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's no. It's reef something, isn't it?
The coral reefers.
Coral reef. in the middle of the desert.
He's reef got a coral. Point. It doesn't make any sense.
Kelly, please.
Long time ago. That area used to be underwater.
Yeah. Mount Everest, for the record, the summit of Mount Everest is marine sandstone. So all of the land has been under the ocean at one point or another. Kelly's looking it up. We're going to learn about Zion National Park. The park is famous for its steep red cliffs, slot canyons, and unique geography. Angel's Landing, one of the park's most popular hikes, offers stunning views of Zion Canyon, while the narrows allow visitors to wade through the Virgin River between towering canyon walls. This is one of the most visited parks in the country.
Breathtaking.
Breathtaking. A Seinfeld reference.
Capitol Reef.
Capitol. Yeah, see? Okay. I feel a little better. I'm
that
moderately redeemed.
Sounds made up.
Coral Reef. Capitol Reef. We got there.
Are you on the SpongeBob SquarePants page?
It's under the sea.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, another... Boys trip, guys trip, whatever we call it.
Put on the list.
On the list. Question number 8. And then we'll do a round of tallies here. What national park in Kentucky is home to the world's largest known cave system with over 400 miles of explored passages? Queeners are quick to the board, having roots in Kentucky.
Still wrong.
Still not confident, unfortunately. Which national park in Kentucky is
family,
home?
Family from there, but I have no respect for the state.
We didn't mean that, Kentucky, by the way. We love you all, of course. What national park in Kentucky is home to the world's longest known cave system with over 400 miles of explored passages? You haven't been to this?
No. I think I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But I have no idea on the name. But
really?
I have heard. I know what you're talking about.
If you make the drive. I've actually seen
pictures and videos of it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to my sister-in-law, Bethy. She lives in Louisville, so anytime we make that trip out there, nice. I mean, there's billboards all up and
down. Fantastic, yeah.
Scotty?
Locked in right away.
I love it.
Yeah. Just waiting to find out what actor or actress Nick wrote down.
Yeah. I just made eye contact with Nick. It tells me everything I need to know. We are still battling. Maybe I should have given him a secret heads up on today's category so he could at least learn the name of 10 different parks. We'll consider that next time. Kelly, how are you feeling?
I have an answer. I'm not positive.
Okay. Nick's finishing up his actor or actress again. Yes. All right. We got an answer on the board.
To be correct, Carl Malone is not an actor or an actress.
Okay. That's fair. Well, we're evolving.
I'm guessing Lou Diamond Phillips. Next.
I'm going to guess he wrote Louisville Slugger.
Okay.
What national park in Kentucky is home to the world's longest known cave system with over 400 miles of explored passages? Let's reveal. We've got Mammoth Cave from Scotty, Mammoth Cave from Kelly, Cumberland International National Park, excuse me, from Brian, and Jamal Mashburn.
Well, it's Kentucky.
We are rolling through Kentucky basketball players now.
People in Kentucky may consider that a correct answer.
The correct answer is Mammoth Cave National Park.
Who all got that right?
We got Kelly and Scotty.
Did not get that right. I put Monmouth.
Monmouth. Well, I appreciate your honesty. So
just Scotty got it right?
Scotty.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Integrity, folks.
Now, does your family history play a role in you knowing this cave system?
No, but when I was in grad school, we took some middle schoolers, so I drove a van to Mammoth Cave.
You do not want to say this on the air, dude.
Yeah, I do. And there's the windy roads. A lot of the kids were getting sick in the back because you're winding through these Kentucky roads. Yeah. So that's the only reason I've been there.
What would be the closest known city or landmark to the entrance of the park?
We're going to get listeners be mad at me, but I think it would be Bowling Green.
Oh, okay.
Would be my guess.
Interesting. Yeah. No.
I can't dispute any of that.
You've been to Kentucky. Any of that, yeah.
I have been to Kentucky, yes.
Okay. With me. Recently.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
I did know that Kentucky had the largest cave system in the U.S.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
All right.
But it was called?
Yeah.
Didn't know that one.
Okay. Well, put it on the list for another guy's trip.
That's right.
All right. Let's check a score after 8 rounds of trivia.
Can I say I'm not traveling with you guys anymore?
we'll go to Times Square or something like that, too.
Right.
Hey, listeners. Nick here. Want to tell you about Warrior Logo Wear, the official sponsor of our merch store. Check them out. They are veteran-owned. They have no minimum orders, so if you want to make your own thing, go to warriorlogowear.com. Or if you want to buy our merch, which is fantastic, go to theultimatetriviapodcast.com, click the link, buy some swag.
San Diego,
So current tally is Nick with Who Cares, Brian has 3, Scotty has 4, and Kelly has 5.
Oh, we still have a game.
We're close.
In front of us. I love it. Everybody ready for question number 9. What national park in California is known for its unique desert landscape and iconic yucca plants? Which national park in California is known for its unique desert landscape and iconic yucca plants? We're back in California. I can tell you that California has a total of 9 national parks, and yes, it is the state with the most.
What would be the name of this one again?
It is the name of the national park in California, known for its unique desert landscape,
an effort.
An iconic yucca plant. No names, no more California
Well, that's too broad. I can't just come up with just any athlete in California.
Throw a dart at California. Santa Monica National Park.
I wrote down something. I'm not even sure it's a national park. But
oh, interesting.
Going off of your description, a couple of them popped in my head. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're the right answers.
So. Okay. Kelly's looked like he had been writing, or maybe he was just hoping the words would appear on his board.
He's a doodler.
Is he drawing the yucca plant that it's in reference to? What national park in California is known for its unique desert landscape and iconic yucca plant? Nick is having a hard time coming up with anything
funny to say or anything. Yeah. I got nothing.
You don't know any Californian basketball players? Going to get a Toby Bailey over here?
Saw him play in Germany.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Everybody ready to reveal your answer?
Give it a go.
Let's see it. We've got Death Valley from Scott. Death Valley from Kelly and Sonoma National Park. I believe that's in Arizona.
Yeah, I thought.
I totally thought of that, and I was like, "There's
no." That's Sedona.
That can't be correct.
Sedona, I think, is Arizona.
Sedona's
Arizona. Sonoma. Yeah, it was a shot in the dark.
So our correct answer is Joshua Tree National Park.
There it is.
I thought that one.
Yep.
I did not think of that one at all.
So this is one that is on the list of which I visited last year.
Yeah. You can't name the tree.
Yeah, right. But this was a landmark trip for me that I was actually supposed to take with Scotty originally.
Some U2 or something? Give us a hand. You know?
Yeah, that's right. We had a trip planned to Joshua Tree, and about 4 hours or so before he was supposed to pick me up from the airport, I get a phone call from the wife telling me he is in the hospital being prepped for surgery.
Appendectomy.
Yeah, no, it was exploding on you, and I caught the shrapnel from it.
I feel like you could have powered through.
Right. Been fine.
I've been there.
I know hundreds of people, and the only two people I know who've had that procedure are my brother and I.
Is that right?
I don't know anybody else who's ever had one. I've heard about it. I've seen it in movies.
I've got my appendixes.
Hey, okay. Three.
There you go.
They let mine burst.
Did they?
I was
really?
Waiting for surgery. Mine burst. That's why I ended up being there like a week. Like, oh, you'll be home tomorrow.
If anybody can screw something up medically, Brian, it's definitely you.
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah. It's a true story.
You have a gift.
Yep.
And a full pancreas.
We all know that's true.
Joshua. Joshua Tree.
We can rebuild
it. That's right. Wolverine over here. Joshua Tree Robocop. National Park is a park that is famous for its unique Joshua trees, which are a type of yucca plant, and its stark desert landscapes. The park encompasses two distinct desert ecosystems, the Mojave and the Colorado, each offering a variety of fascinating geological features and plant life. I suppose fascinating is a relative term.
Yeah, there's a lot of sand around it.
There is a lot of sand.
When I hear yucca, though, I think of the drink.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Lemonade vodka, I believe.
Something like that, right?
Okay.
So when I was a lifeguard.
Lemonade vodka is.
When I was a lifeguard, our boss used
that's to not real.
Make big jugs of it for us.
Like you make a jug of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like jungle juice.
Like,
it's
like a punch.
A lot of alcohol, a lot of different fruits.
Yeah. But I think the main thing were vodka and lemonade, I believe. Or lemons. There was lemons in it. Like
you actually put lemons in there.
Kelly is disgusted by this description.
Just throw vodka, rum, all kinds of liquor into a 5 gallon jug and put a bunch of fruit in it. That's yucca.
Oh, I thought lemons. Yucca had a specific recipe.
She made it. I don't know.
You guys are making me feel all of this. Kind of yucca.
She made lemons. It was really good. I remember that.
I'm just going to tell you this. I think I'm going to write the answer down before you even ask a question.
I already did.
Get out of here.
I'll change it. I'll change it if it's different.
You're really cocky over here.
No.
Wow.
Ooh, I'm going to do the same thing right now.
Oh, man. Well, go on.
Just a national park just popped in my head.
Just a random national park.
Yep. There is a recipe for yucca.
Is it lemonade and vodka?
2 pounds fruit? Of lemons.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And limes. You got limes too, sugar, ice, vodka. That's it.
That's it. Simple.
Yeah. Wow. Simple. Not a bunch of other stuff that Kelly was talking about.
Yeah.
That's the special. That's
stick to the parks, bud.
Yucca. Stick to the parks?
Stick to the parks.
The parks.
Stick to what you know.
All right, Doc, you got your random national park written down?
Yep, for whenever.
Anybody else want to play that game before I read the question?
I have the right to change it, though.
Fair enough.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm going to throw down a national park. We already went through this. I don't know any national parks.
Well, you haven't had Gateway as a answer yet, so.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. All right, question number 10. Which United States national park is the most visited and is renowned for its diversity of plant life and animal life, as well as the beauty of its ancient mountains?
I have a problem immediately. One of the questions earlier you said was the most visited national park. Are we doubling up?
I'm not sure I did.
I heard that earlier, I pretty swear. Yeah, sorry.
I believe we had one that was the fourth most visited national park, but that was in the description.
I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
I thought you
anyway.
Said, no, that's fine. Okay. All right.
No.
So read the question. I'm sorry.
This go one ahead. Is definitely the most visited. Right, which United States national park is most visited and is renowned for its diversity of plant and animal life, as well as the beauty of its ancient mountains? So, we're in the mountains.
Yep, sure are.
Right? So that eliminates a good number of them. I don't think the Gateway Arch is in the mountains.
I have an answer, but I can't think of the name.
That's not an answer.
Like, really?
Yeah, like...
You feel like...
I'm thinking of the place, but I cannot think of the name.
Okay.
I'm having another... I mean...
Hey, we're going to let this marinate a little bit and see if... Nick can get there.
I just can't.
Brian's got something, but it is quite a sentence, it appears. So I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest this is for the sake of comedy. Kelly? Kelly's thinking. I'm assuming it's not the one that you wrote down ahead of the question.
It is 100% not.
How about you, Scotty? You wrote an answer down.
I feel like, I mean, I'm trying to go through the Rolodex of national parks in my head, but when you say the most visited, it's the first one that pops in my head.
Yeah, I got okay. it. It's, yeah.
Interesting. I'm really excited to hear what this answer is.
I know the area.
Okay.
There's a couple in that area.
National
I believe. Parks? I believe.
Okay. We're going to read it one last time. Come up with your answer if you haven't written it down. Come on, Nick. I believe in you, buddy.
Don't.
Which United States National Park is the most visited and is renowned for its diversity of plant and animal life, yep, as well as the beauty of its ancient mountains? Ready, fellas?
Yep.
All right, Brian, what do you got? We got Yellowstone from Brian. We've got President Faces.
I love it. I can't think of the name.
I think what Nick meant was Mount Rushmore, Yellowstone yes. from
there we go.
From Mount Scotty Rushmore. And Appalachia from Kelly. You guys are really going to kick yourselves on this one. This is the Great Smoky Mountains. Look at there. Kelly got right to it.
It was either that or Smoky Mountains. I didn't know.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought maybe you were going down the road of the mountain ranges being the Blue Ridge Mountains, being, you know, correct, that sort of thing. Poconos or
and I knew northern end. I knew somewhere in Appalachia was the most visited. My initial thought was Yellowstone, like 100%.
Right.
And once you said most visited, I knew it was out east because it's a more ancient mountain
right.
range.
Right.
Hmm. I had no idea.
Never been there. You've been to Gatlinburg?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
I've been to Gatlinburg. Is that there?
Gatlinburg is on the immediate east line okay. of the, and all so right. you drive. There's a main drive that goes through the park. It kicks out in North Carolina, so you start in Tennessee. And in North Carolina, Cherokee, North Carolina specifically, I got the best burger place in the country in Cherokee, North Carolina.
Bison Burger?
Not to my knowledge. I think it was pretty standard. It was out of a shipping container. This Ooh. Is no BS. And it will blow your mind. So make the trip.
What's the name of the place?
I can't remember, but I got a picture of it, so I can send it to you.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Great story.
Junior customer have a good time?
Send me that picture, and then let's never speak of this.
Okay, 10-4. You'll want to talk about that burger, though. The Great Smoky National Park, the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, a shared gem of Tennessee and North Carolina, is renowned for its misty peaks and incredible biodiversity, home to over 1,500 plants, black bears, elk, and hundreds of birds. The ancient mountain range is a living history book. Its trails, waterfalls, and breathtaking views attract millions annually, making it America's most visited national park. Highly recommend it.
Added to the list.
Yep, another guy's trip. Okay. Well, that brings us to the end of trivia. Nick, give us a final tally.
Do I have to?
I would like to hear everyone's score. Yes, sir.
All right. I had two, thanks to the bonus of you giving us one because we got something wrong.
You're welcome.
Brian had three, Scotty with four, and Kelly victorious yet again with five.
Wow.
Nice.
Awesome. He is on fire.
Right now. He is. Is that like three in a row for him or something?
Could be.
Yeah.
Feels good. It feels good.
Yeah. Let's make sure we air all these episodes in different orders so that way they don't think Kelly's just that smart.
It's okay. So we'll lead off.
This guy, Kelly's won like eight straight. And we don't want that.
That's right. We got to spread them out and rotate the wins. Well, awesome. That was a great trivia. That was one that spoke to me. And as, of course, I alluded to, I figured Kelly would join in with my excitement.
Glad you guys enjoyed it.
I did not realize how disgusted Nick would be.
Not
by
disgusted.
This
one. No, it's just not something that's like that is spoken a lot in my circle, I guess.
There will be moments we all have our fun with our specialties, things that we know that others don't, things that, you know, we will be competitive in and others that we just won't be able to hang with. So with all that said, that brings us to our bonus question of the week. And Nick, I am going to start with you.
Smart.
Okay. So we're gonna not necessarily so national parks is an area that I would often choose as a destination, but just talk about your perfect vacation.
Oh man, that's tough.
Give me a setting first and foremost. Are we talking beach or mountains or prairie land?
See, that's where I always kind of bounce between whether I go beach or mountainous. I prefer the warmer weather, I would say, so it probably would be a beach atmosphere. But it's just tough. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm gonna go beach, so somewhere tropical of that sort, kind of a beach that there's almost nothing around it.
You have
it's almost you know, secluded, if you would.
Like, you have activities that you focus on at the beach?
No,
like
it's just, no, I'm not even a big water dweller by any means. It's just being there on the beach, the view, what you see, the breeze coming off the, off the ocean. That's it. Okay. Yeah.
All right, Brian, you got a ideal destination?
I too love beaches and mountains.
Okay.
So for me, got to go Southern California.
Yeah.
I can do both.
Okay.
In the same day. So.
That's true. Absolutely. Within a morning for the most part, right?
Yeah. Yeah. South of LA, probably somewhere near San Diego because you can hit both. Mm. Yep. That's for me.
How about you, Kelly?
I want to travel the world, man. A big one right now I want to go see Machu Picchu. Mm-hmm. I want to do like a Mediterranean, Italian, Greece area. And like
now, when you do that, will you cruise it? That's a popular cruise.
No, I'm not a fan of cruises. Okay. I would rather go to the area and be able to navigate my own self or tour-ish. And then just exotic cultures, India, Thailand. So
just experiences.
Something along those lines. Everybody wants to do the same things. You know, I just want to meet people who are just different.
Well, a lot of people would choose a vacation with the idea of staying away from people, actually, to get isolated.
Well, yeah, but I like cultures. I like learning about people. You know, like I said, most people in the world want to do the same thing. So yeah. I like to experience that.
Doctor?
Yeah, my number one priority is weather. So I like it cool. So wherever that is, so my answer might vary based on the time of the year. But I generally would say I'd like to be in a cool setting. So normally a mountain, highland area where you have, you know, cooler weather, less humidity.
Mm. Yeah. Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
A hoodie and sandals.
55 during the day.
It's
you know,
uniform.
40 at night. Like, I want to be wearing jeans and, yeah. So, yeah.
What kind of activities then? What are you doing in these environments?
Well, yeah. So, any vacation I do, I'm probably minimal on downtime. Like I can't just go spend a week at the beach and read a book. Mm-hmm. Like I got to be doing something. So yeah, whether it be outdoorsy, like a zip line or, you know, whatever, or something like a museum, as long as I'm doing something actively.
Okay. Do you target something specific to the region or just an experience that you would not otherwise get at home?
Usually do a lot of, you know, reviews, Reddit boards to see what people are talking about.
Oh, the highlight, the tourist highlights.
Yeah.
I hear you. Yeah, I'm like you. I just want to go out and see things. I don't need to coordinate a food tour. I mean, I'm sure those are cool too, and they're a great way to be targeted and being shown part of that culture or town or whatnot.
Put that into AI. Like, write an itinerary for me while I'm here.
Yeah.
It's fantastic when it comes out.
Oh, I absolutely did that. My family and I just toured the west coast of Michigan, and ChatGPT literally planned every detail of that.
It's awesome.
It was pretty awesome. Fantastic, yeah. Yeah, it really is something. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe. Please leave us a review. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and your bellies laughing.